They say you don't choose boxing. Boxing chooses you. Australian fighter Bilal Akawi is hitting a heavy bag as he trains in a San Diego gym for the biggest fight of his career on Sunday. But 7 years ago, in his professional debut, Bilal was only concerned with not embarrassing himself on national television.
I was there and I was thinking to myself, what have I got myself into? But you know, it's too late now, you're here.
The 25-year-old needn't have been concerned.
Certainly got the cockiness of youth as well. Oh, nice little kettle there, top right hand, all over for Mick Jones. The doctor better get in there quickly.
Bilal scored a first round knockout. Now, 19 undefeated bouts and 14 knockouts later, he's being hailed as a hard-hitting prodigy. His father, Mick, a Lebanese migrant, is still holding the punching bag. His own boxing career cut short by a car accident. Bilal says father and son are still true to their humble beginnings in the garage of their suburban Sydney home all those years ago.
Especially when I was younger and I first starting out, definitely inspired me to want to pursue his boxing career and achieve what he didn't. And even till now, when I look back and we're watching some of his old footage, it pumps me up pretty good. But I've had a great team around me, my uncle, my father. You know, my uncle managed me, guiding me, and guiding my fights. My father's trained me. So, like, I had a really good supportive team.
And this year, a breakthrough for the proud Muslim Australian. Bilal caught the eye of the team behind world middleweight champion Canelo Alvarez, whose $513 million contract is the richest in world sport. In whirlwind developments, Bilal was flown to the United States to spar with the Mexican.
You get to see how the world's one of the world's best fighters does it, and mainly probably the recovery. It's crazy how much ice baths and recovery, stretching and physio and all that to stay in shape to be able to back up training day after day.
Bilal has now been taken on as a protege by Canelo's team with the intention of turning him into a world champion in the next 12 months.
When I look back, it's crazy. It's been about 7 or 8, it's almost 8 years now, but it's felt like one hell of a journey, and the changes, when I look back to when I first started till now, the changes and just what I've accomplished, you know, it does make me happy that I've achieved what I've achieved so far, and I'm excited to see what's ahead.
Next, a dream bout at the mecca of world boxing, New York's Madison Square Garden, where he'll face Victor Fonseca of Mexico on Canelo's undercard.
A lot of people are going to be tuning in, so I'm going to be exposed to the world, so a good performance there is going to just push me. My career is just going to go advance a lot quicker.
He fully believes his raw power will help him win the day. Darren Mara, SBS News.